Kill Redacted. Written by Anthony Good and read by John Vose. The last words I said to my wife, "Please don't leave." It was an argument. She left. Those were the last words. Angela wants to know more. She always wants to know more. Now she asks me to write about it, not just talk. She thinks I'll be more forthcoming, perhaps. I said to my wife, "Please don't leave," while we were arguing. And she said she was going to be late, and so she had to leave. And she did. And on her journey, she was killed by an explosion on the underground. Apparently, my last entry wasn't enough, so I'm tasked again with writing another entry on the same subject. Clearly, I don't have a talent for confession. Dear Angela, this is my fourth attempt at writing this letter. It is not a self-expression. There is a man I hate, and I want to talk about him. But you have to know my reasoning first. I can't skip straight to the end, though I think about it every day. Because I want you to hate him too. I want you to understand my reasons and agree. I'd like you to try to refute my reasons and fail. I'd like you to try very hard. I want you to admit that I'm right. But you wouldn't let yourself, would you? This letter isn't going well. I missed last week's appointment with Angela. To my surprise, she rang me. In truth, the phone ringing was surprise enough in itself. I don't find Angela attractive. Is that the truth, or am I writing it to hurt her? The truth is, I haven't had a sexual thought in years. I look forward to discussing these points on Wednesday. And again, the old topic. Angela asks for the details, for the content of the argument, the time of day, how the morning had started, the first sign of disagreement. Was it me or my wife that started it? Is that my guilt for starting the argument, for being angry the last time I saw her? Or is it that she was angry with me? She started it and was angry with me, and that's my guilt, that I can never relive the last part and have her not angry with me, that we were denied any reconciliation. The explosion nearly split the train carriage in half. It put a hole in the top and bottom. If I'd wanted to, I could have gone to court and listened to their explanation of precisely where my wife had been sitting or standing when the explosion occurred, and I could have listened to them describe the injuries she incurred in the long list of injuries that day. Well, I didn't.